They said Teddy had been left behind in the ruins of a farm with one or two other wounded, and that when the Canadians retook the place, these wounded had all been found butchered. None had been found alive. Afterwards, the Canadians had had to fall back. Mr. Dirick had been at great pains to hunt up wounded men from Teddy's company, and also any likely Canadians, both at the base hospital in France and in London, and to get what he could from them. He had made it a service to Sissy. Only one of his witnesses was quite clear about Teddy, but he, alas, was dreadfully clear. There had been only one lieutenant among the men left behind, he said, and obviously that must have been Teddy. He had been prodded in half a dozen places. His head was nearly severed from his body. Dirick came down and told the story to Sissy. "Shall I tell it to her?" he asked. Sissy thought. "Not yet," she said. Letty's face changed in those pitiful weeks when she was denying death. She lost her pretty colour. She became white. Her mouth grew hard, and her eyes had a hard brightness. She never wept. She never gave a sign of sorrow. And she insisted upon talking about Teddy in a dry...